From Spark and Anvil and Improv Quest, this is Poise, in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the little stage in the corner of the Improv Quest workshop, a sleek gray cat named Poise sat down on a plain wooden stool and became, without a single word, the most important creature in the room. She hadn't done anything obvious. She had only sat, spine long, chin level, paws still, gaze unhurried, as if the stool and the stage and the whole workshop were hers and always had been. The watching kids felt it before they could name it. When Poise looked slowly around, they half wanted to sit up straighter themselves. Then she let it go. Her shoulders eased down and forward. Her chin dropped. Her eyes flicked up, quick and checking, the way you look at someone whose good opinion you're not sure of. And just like that, the room's feeling flipped. Now Poise was the one hoping to be liked, and the kids felt, oddly, a little sorry for her and a little in charge. "Same cat, same stool," said Poise, sitting tall again. "I only changed how I carry myself. That's status, the invisible seesaw. Somebody's up, somebody's down, and your body is the thing that says which."
Poise had learned to feel the seesaw long before she could explain it. She had grown up in a busy household full of animals, and she had noticed, as small, watchful creatures do, that every room had a shape to it that nobody ever spoke of. Who took the best chair without asking? Who waited to be offered one? Who filled a doorway? Who slipped through the edge of it? It was never announced. It was carried in spines and chins and the speed of a glance. And she had noticed the strangest thing of all. The seesaw could tip. The one who seemed lowest could sit up, slow down, take the good chair, and the whole room would rearrange itself around the change without a word. She remembered the first time she deliberately tipped it, walked into a tense room, made herself calm and tall and unhurried, and watched the fret in the air settle because she had refused to catch it. It had felt like a small secret power, and also like a responsibility. She learned she could lift a nervous friend by taking the low seat herself, or steady a chaotic room by quietly taking the high one. The seesaw was always there. She just learned she was allowed to sit on either end. When she was older, Poise walked into the Improv Quest workshop carrying nothing but her own steady bearing, and the workshop knew at once it had found someone who understood status. She taught the young players to read the seesaw and then to write it on purpose. "Every scene has a status shape," she said, and set two kids on stools facing each other. "You," she touched the first, "sit tall, slow. Take your time. Own the stool. And you," she touched the second, "stay soft. Quick glances. Check whether the other one approves." The two of them shifted, and the whole little scene tilted, one clearly the boss, one clearly hoping to please, and nobody had said a line yet. "Now, swap it," said Poise, without moving stools. "You fold and check. You sit up and slow down." They did, and the scene tipped the other way, cleanly, the boss becoming the pleaser, and the pleaser becoming the boss. The watching kids gasped a little, because nothing had changed except two spines and two chins. "Status isn't who's louder or who's right," said Poise. "It's the seesaw of who's up and who's down, and you play it with your body, not your words. Sit tall to take charge, fold small to defer, and when a scene goes flat, tip the seesaw, because two players at the same height is the one place a scene can't go anywhere." She still slips into rooms and feels the seesaw first thing, out of long habit, and still knows exactly which end to take. The thing Poise hopes the young players carry off the stage is that they always have a choice about how they carry themselves, that status is not something done to you, but something you can gently pick up, either end of it, to lift a nervous partner or steady a wild room. Your bearing is a dial, and it is yours to turn. Feel the seesaw, she tells them, sitting tall. Then choose your end on purpose, up to take charge, down to lift someone else, but never both the same, or the scene sits still. When the workshop empties and the stools are stacked, Poise settles on the last one, spine long, and feels the quiet, centered gladness she first felt as a small cat, learning she could tip a room by how she sat. Not the gladness of being highest, but of knowing, at last, that she gets to choose.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Poise. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.